Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am so happy to be with you on Christmas Eve. Yay! Christmas Eve is probably the most exciting day of the year. Well, it might be a tie between Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, and the day before your birthday, depending on how old you are, right? But I know for myself, I love the day before my birthday because that's a time, again, of reflecting on all that I've accomplished during my exiting age and what I wish to accomplish, what I plan to accomplish in my, how do you say, rising age, right? So same thing for Christmas and New Year's Eve. It's that same type of vibe of stepping out of the old and into the new, which is always exciting to me. But of course, as a kid, Christmas Eve was exciting because I knew that on Christmas Day, I was going to have some gift, at least one gift. It was always more than one gift, but you know, you're going to have at least one gift to unwrap. And the excitement of just ripping off the wrapping paper on a gift is just so funny. But when we were kids, my mother had stockings for my brother and I that Santa would stuff while we were sleeping. And the Christmas stockings would be full of things like candy and little trinkets. And then we would have gifts that would magically appear while we were sleeping on Christmas Eve, so that on Christmas morning, ta-da, woo, we would open our gifts. And then we would go over our grandmother's house and have more gifts under her tree. So it was just this un-gift wrapping extravaganza, right? Just the sound of wrapping paper being ripped off is just so exciting to me. Anyways, so I hope that wherever you are, excuse me, on Christmas Eve, whoever you're with, even if you're having a quiet Christmas Eve and Christmas Day by yourself, I hope that you are just grateful for where you are, what you've accomplished, and you are inspired to make more things happen for yourself in the upcoming year. And speaking of the upcoming year and inspiration, we are stepping into step two of how to gain clarity and confidence that we can start off 2022 in full power. For step one, we answered six questions. And now in step two, this is where the magic begins to happen because we're going to reflect on those six questions, notice patterns, themes, and repeating words so that our values will begin to reveal themselves to us. And it's like, because this is where we really see what's important to us. So I hope that you wrote down your responses for step one because it's super important. This is why. Listen to the directions for step two. Read your responses. What keywords keep repeating? What are some commonalities you notice? And based on your answers, what is important to you? Okay. So if you have not written down your responses, please pause, go back to the previous episodes or visit the article on my website and write down your responses to those six questions. Super important. And then you're first going to notice any keywords that keep repeating. Now for myself, I noticed that in my responses, family, friends, and the word connection and spirituality kept repeating a lot. Family, friends, connection, and spirituality. That's big because later on, we're going to see that those are values. They are values and they are high on my list. Now, the next part of I just scrolled up and I lost my place here. Oh, what are some commonalities you notice? Well, I did notice that I kept repeating, I don't know if I just said this, but the not even necessarily the word connection, but this theme of connection kept coming up in my responses. So for example, when I answered the question, who do I admire and why? And I said, my parents, because they are able to sustain long friendships. They have friends that they've had since elementary and high school. What is that about? That's about connection. What am I most proud of? Purchasing my house, because I felt like it made my family proud. Because my parents lost their house when I was just very, very young. And I felt like it was, I was just doing something great for my family. Again, it's that connection that I'm feeling with my family there. What excites me? Talking about spirituality, talking about things that are usually unexplainable or things that don't make sense or things that seem, it doesn't even have to seem things necessarily that are religious or supernatural, even though that might be part of it. But spirituality really for me is about the connection that I have with my source and with myself. And what again is that? Again, that word connection, it came up again, connection, right? What do I do in my spare time? I said reading, watching film, and spending time with friends, part of connection. But The stories that I love to read and watch. Why do I love stories? Because I feel a connection with the characters. So I feel a connection somehow with the plot, right? So that's something that kept a theme that kept repeating for me is this theme of connection and spirituality. And then what I keep losing my place here. I'm so sorry. The next part of that was based on your answers, what's important to you? So obviously what's important to me, my relationships, connection, and spirituality. Mm-hmm. So now it's your turn. What is important to you? Read your responses, answer the questions for step two, and really start to notice what's happening between the words, between the lines. Remember on PBS, there was this show called Between the Lions? It was so much fun. Obviously, they were lion Muppets. And I don't quite remember what the overall theme of the show was, but I just remember I really liked it as a kid, Between the Lions. It was a kind of a twist on Between the Lines. But anyways, read Between the Lines and figure out what's happening there for you, okay? And really have fun with this because this is exciting. Today was a shorter episode. I know I am already done, but let me just tell you this. I will probably not be posting tomorrow or Sunday. I will be posting another next episode for this series on Monday. But I think I still will be posting my weekly interview episode this weekend. Or I actually usually post that on Monday too, so never mind. So you'll be hearing it back from me on Monday. I'm looking forward to it because guess what? I have author Jacob Craig as a guest, and he's going to talk about how appropriate is this. He's going to talk about improving habits and achieving goals. So look forward to that. And I think I can put in a plug here while I still have you for an event that my friends Cammie and Lisa are hosting. They are hosting a free video conference. Is that how you call it? A virtual, this virtual conference called Write That Book Already. And if you want more information on that, because guess what? I am a guest on their conference panel. So you can visit, if you visit my Facebook page, I have a post with the link. Same thing on any of my social media for more information on that. Again, that is the virtual conference, Write That Book Already. And it is a great way to support would-be authors, aspiring authors, as they write their books and begin to share their work with the world. So be on the lookout for that. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on Christmas Eve. I hope you have a wonderful, safe day, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.